The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Wanda Cruz, C-R-U-Z. This is CardiCare Associates letterhead, file EST space Cruz space W. Tremolux high stress test, state of examination 12-9-22, referring physician Thomas Belavia, B-E-L-L-A-V-I-A, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph clinical indication. 45-year-old female with history of PAF for stress test on medication. Parentheses, propafenone 325 milligrams Q12H, comatoprolol XL 25 milligrams. New paragraph, close parentheses, period, new paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 120 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, 82 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient went tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 164, parentheses, 94% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 160 over 93 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proct of 26240, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a greater 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort, palpitations, or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. She experienced mild dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal systolic blood pressure response to stress, but with diastolic hypertension during later stress and recovery. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 80 and a heart rate of 94 at the end of the recovery period. There was no PAF during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Where it says diastolic hypertension during later stress and recovery make that borderline diastolic hypertension. To continue. Conclusions. One, normal ECG portion tremolo XI stress test to 94% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. She experienced mild dyspnea only at peak stress. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 10 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal systolic blood pressure response to stress and borderline diastolic hypertension in later stress and early recovery on her current medication. Period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker. Five, there was no PAF during the test period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.